catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Welcome to the latest episode of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app, Google Podcasts. It's going away soon, so if you're on Android, we recommend that you check out Spotify or the Five Reasons YouTube channel. Also, of course, Apple Podcasts. And make sure that you sign up for Off the Floor. That's our new Discord, $2.99 per month. Why should you sign up for this? Because it's just Heat, NBA, and things that Heat and NBA fans want to talk about. So get away from the clutter of Twitter, $2.99 per month. Plus, you can tag the four of us on there. We might respond to you from time to time. Just don't do it too often. Check out the new Off the Floor. Again, link in the description right here on YouTube, on the podcast feed, and pinned to the top of the Five Reasons Twitter page. Also, check out the great sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network. That includes Prize Picks. Yes, you can still play Prize Picks in 31 states. Florida is not currently one of them. We expect it to come back at some point. But we know a lot of Heat fans are outside the state of Florida. So sign up using the code 5, F-I-V-E. You can still use it. And you get your initial deposit matched up to $100. PrizePicks.com. Or the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store. Just look for Prize Picks. And now, today's episode.
Down to Biscayne. Yikes. Five on the floor. Ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing. You can check the score. Hustle hard. Couple scars. Wearing bubble frogs. Just like Buckley said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing. Got it all band. Y'all seen the block. Stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust. It's power, have the guts. We here to bring the heat. Y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
All right, welcome back to Five on the Floor. Here's today's floor plan. I'm Ethan Skolnick. You can follow me at Ethan J. Skolnick and at Five Reasons Sports. I got Alex Toledo. You can follow him at Tropical Blanket. And today we're going to talk about a couple things, and I think they're related. The Miami Heat don't beat good teams. Talked about that today on the latest episode of Five Guys. That's on the podcast feed. Alex Dono and I, that's a twice weekly show that we're doing middays on the YouTube channel. We got into this with Brady, who actually joined us about halfway through. Alex is trying to get a Five Guys. This Alex Toledo, not Dono, although probably Dono too, is trying to get a Five Guys sponsorship on this. So if anybody from Five Guys is listening, you can reach out to me by DM so that Alex can eat some sloppy burgers. But anyway, beyond that, the Heat haven't beaten really anybody of significance this year. I mean, Dono and I went through it, and they're essentially the Dolphins. I mean, the Dolphins, that was the knock against them the entire year. They couldn't beat good teams. And Miami is 0-for against Denver, OKC, Minnesota, Boston, the Clippers. Okay. They've got basically two wins against teams that are currently in contending type positions. And that's, they got one win against Milwaukee. They're 1-2 and they're 1-1 against Cleveland. And when you don't beat the good teams, people start to look at your best player because he has to elevate against those teams. If you're going to win, you're not going to beat teams with players like, you know, again, it's not positional because it's Bam that has to deal with Jokic, but teams with a guy like Jokic, even the loss to Dallas recently, Luka, Shea, et cetera, you're not going to beat those teams unless your best player plays at a level that's somewhat close to that best, the way that best player plays. And you're also going to struggle to beat them if your best player is not able to operate the way that he typically operates. And so the second part of this episode, we're going to get into what is clearly a shift from the officials since the All-Star break. And it's not just Jimmy Butler related. others have comment on this, Zach Lowe, and we talked about this last night, and then Brady asked the question of Spoelstra after the game about the free throws and the fact that Jimmy's not getting to the line as much since the break. And then Brady also unleashed this stat. This year, in wins, Jimmy Butler averages 10 free throw attempts per game. In losses, he averages 6. What do I always say incorrectly, Alex? Correlation is not causation or whatever. Did I get it right this time? But there seems to be some. So let me just give you some numbers, Alex, and then I want you to get into the basketball parts of this and kind of what's happening, okay? Went through some splits. Against Boston this year, two games, Jimmy Butler's averaging 15.5 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, shooting 45% from the floor. Okay, against Cleveland, two games, averaging 13 points, shooting, 29% from the floor. Okay. Against Denver, two games, he is averaging 18 points, shooting, 39% from the floor. Against the Clippers, he's averaging 21, right around his average, but slightly below. That's one game, actually. So not averaging. That's what he got in the one game, 42% from the floor. Against Milwaukee, he missed two of the games, right? But in the one game he played, he scored 13. He shot 36% from the floor. Against Oklahoma City, in one game, he did score 20, shot 50% from the floor. He played well against Phoenix, okay? In one game, he scored 26 on 58% from the floor. Another of the better teams in the league, Sacramento, he scored 31 in the one game he did play. He didn't play in the other game. The Heat won without him. Okay, so going through some of those, and then Dallas. I'm sorry, the loss in Dallas. Not a great team, but a team that's, you know, semi-contention in the Western Conference. He scored 14 in the one game, shooting 50% from the floor. Am I missing somebody? Oh, I'm sorry, Minnesota. One game, scored 15, 42% from the floor.
Scored 18 in both games against the Pelicans.
Correct. That's right. Well, no. No, the Pelicans this year, the one game he scored 23. That was the game he got kicked out, right? 58% from the floor. So I think, I don't know if we're looking at the same chart there, but that was against the Knicks. He's averaged 26, okay? Shooting 53% from the floor. But anyway, the point is, the better teams in the league, OKC, he was okay, all right? Against Boston, averaging 15 and a half. Again, the one game against Cleveland, he's two games against Cleveland, he's averaging 13 on 30% shooting. I mean, he's at Milwaukee, the one game, 13 on 36% shooting. Denver, we've talked about the most, averaged 18, never turned it on last night, 39% from the floor. I mean, he against the good teams, he doesn't play well this year. There's no way around. I mean, he's playing like a role player against these teams at best medium. Not elite efficiency. He's not close to his average efficiency. So some of this is you play against better teams. Naturally, your averages are going to be down. Your efficiency is going to be down if they tend to be good defensive teams, but not to this degree, right? Like, this seems extreme.
It does. It does. I mean, it's been a trend all season, and it's, you really can't like play defense against this, right? Like, you can have faith, right? And be like, I've seen him play at an otherworldly level against great teams before when it matters. And basically that's the entire argument, because what's occurred this season, other than, you know, the correction you made there about the Pelicans game, that's the one just good game by the numbers that he's had, right? And usually with Jimmy Butler, sometimes it is in the numbers, right? Like, you know, I think Brady said it the other day, like rebounds and steals are down. When the free throw attempts are down, like you're talking about, like these are all the indicators that he's not playing at the same level. It's not, you know, too hard to see that. And I think, you know, you can't blanket them all under the same thing because they're all different teams, different schemes and all that. But I think as of late, and we've talked about this, it's become evident that what you do against the Heat is take away the paint. And once you do that, they are going to, you know, they're going to struggle. Like, the offense is already not great, but when you're taking away what was their bread and butter, I've personally hammered this point home since last season and all throughout this season, that they have a lot of mid-range in their diet. Most of it is short mid-range, and that's kind of their bread and butter, right? So it's hard to fault them most times for being, I mean, taking shots there because they're pretty good at it. They're not elite at it. They take it at a really high level and make it at a decent rate. But now it's like you take that away and teams are betting that you're not going to outshoot them. And I think it's a good bet. I think it's a good bet. And right now it's obviously an even better bet because they're missing Hero and they're missing Kevin Love. So you can really like help off of a lot of guys in their rotation outside of Duncan Robinson. And I think that's part of what's happening as of late. But as far as Jimmy Butler throughout the entire season, it's been this way versus the good teams as you're laying out. So all of it comes down to like hoping that he's going to be back to normal in the playoffs or at least, you know, 85, 90% of what he was last season. Because replicating what he did before he got hurt is going to be really tough. So I'm not going to expect that. But we're not even talking about him playing to his averages here, right? Much less stepping up to another level. So it's almost like I kind of want to see it soon. And it's going to be tough because, you know, most of the games you have left are against pretty easy teams. Like you've got two games in Detroit back-to-back coming up. So
right. And that's one of the reasons I want to do this, Alex, because we looked at the schedule and we did this with Brady today on the show with Dono. The schedule, they don't really have chances for, you know, sort of to make it up right now. I mean, in some ways, that's a good thing. They don't play a lot of elite teams the rest of the way. I mean, Denver was one of the last ones they played. They got Philadelphia on the road without Embiid. They'll play the Knicks. They've got a game against Cleveland. But they don't play a lot of elite teams. But at the same time, there are like no measuring stick games at this point. Like, I don't know what it proves for Jimmy to go off against Detroit. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I know the Pistons are playing better. And after losing to Washington, like, nothing should be taken for granted. But the where we're at with this is, it's exactly what you said. Like, you don't want to paint it with that broader brush. I don't either. But it's almost like the circumstances don't even matter. He's just not good against good teams this year. Like, we're talking about all kinds of different defenses, all kinds of different circumstances with who's around him. And I mean, again, like, you're talking about going again. Look, I mean, I'm a Jimmy Butler stan for what he's done here in Miami, but some of this is just he's not getting up for these games, I think, like he should be. Like, everybody's like, there's that whole thing. Okay, well, they're playing this team. Jimmy's going to be up for it. I don't know. The first Boston game, he was asleep. And he's averaging 15.5 in the two games. And, you know, I mentioned, you know, the Dallas game. I mean, he took 12 shots against Dallas, 2 free throw attempts on the road. I mean, that was a national TV game. The OKC game, again, he was pretty good. I don't think it was his fault in that game, but the majority of these, like the Minnesota game, he hasn't played well against the Wolves since he left there. I mean, in the games he has played, and you know, Clippers, he was 8 of 19. The Denver games, he's 13 of 33. Like, Alex, Denver, like, I think we all get it with Denver, right? Like, they have unique defenders on him. Yeah, right, exactly. Like, Aaron Gordon is, like, if you were to like design the player to give Jimmy the most trouble, it's a guy like Aaron Gordon who has the athleticism, but is also physically strong, right?
The whole roster, really.
Right, right. So that's a bad matchup for him. And you know, if the Heat play them again, it's a good thing because it means they've made another run to the finals and then they'll get swept. But I just as someone who's followed the Heat for a very long time but doesn't make decisions for them, has said we could play. Came up to me last night after the game while I was waiting to go in the locker room and said we could play them 100 times, we'll lose 99. I think the one game they'd win was the game 2 in the finals last year. So Denver's unique, but some of these other teams, like Dallas doesn't have anything special to keep him from getting to the line or being effective. It doesn't seem like it. Well, okay. So a lot of it is scheme and I get it, but then, all right, then what is the Heat going to do about it? Like, the first thing is before any of this starts, Alex, he has to be engaged. Like, if he's not engaged, none of this matters. And I've said that all season. Like, when you know in the first 5 minutes if he's come to play or not. If he hasn't come to play, they don't have a chance against these teams. But then the question is, if he comes to play, like, say, when he came to play in the playoffs against LeBron in the finals, okay? Like, he went toe-to-toe with LeBron. They threw all kinds of different things at him. He lost Dragic. He lost Bam. He kept coming, right? We've seen it against Boston, Milwaukee. I don't see that this year. I just don't. Like, I know the overall numbers are fine, but when you start to dig into them, they don't look right. I mean, here's who he's averaging the most points against this year, okay? He got the one game against Sacramento, he had 31. 34.5 against Indiana in the two games. They don't defend at all, right?
You can say that against Sacramento, too.
Correct. 29 against Brooklyn. He's averaging in three games. He's averaging 29 against Brooklyn. They're not going to see them in the playoffs. He's shooting 58% against Brooklyn. It doesn't. I mean, ultimately, in the grand scheme of things, it's not going to matter. He's averaging some of his other better numbers. Atlanta. One game against Atlanta, he had 25 on. He shot 80% from the floor on 10 attempts. He had 10 free throw attempts. So against these, I mean, Detroit, who they're playing, he's averaging 22.5, 9.5, 6 assists, shooting 43% from the floor. He's got 21 free throw attempts in the two games against Detroit. But again, they're not going to see Detroit beyond this weekend, right? So I don't know what, and Orlando, he's averaging under 20 in the two games, although he has shot the ball well, 58%. I guess the overall point is the teams they're going to have to go through to get anywhere. It's not happening.
Indiana.
Right. Like they need to
play Indiana the Pacers, 4-5 right? Or something.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, make me feel better about this because this whole thing, like Jimmy's going to turn up. I'm like, yes, he needs to turn up. But
I mean, he
needs to turn up against the teams that are good.
No, you're 100% right. And it's funny you say make me feel better about this because the entire time we've been doing this for the past 5-7 minutes or so, what's been going through my mind is more the glass half empty perspective, where it's like, I'm gonna hate to say this because I'm very superstitious. I'm not trying to jinx anything. What we're talking about sounds a lot like the beginning of a superstar player's decline. I'm not saying it's a full decline. It's like dramatic. It's what we're talking about. It's he can still do it often, but when you start seeing it less and less and less versus the best teams, and it's like, well, when is this going to turn around? And I'm not saying I'm there yet, but like these symptoms that we're talking about are kind of there. Now, again, going back to the first point, and you know he's going to turn up in the playoffs, having faith that that's what's going to happen. I'm still there. But only because we've seen him do it before, right? If this was another player who doesn't have the same circumstances and resume, the playoff resume that Jimmy has had during this era, I probably wouldn't be saying that. Like it's kind of what happened with Dwayne too. And I'm not saying he's at like where Dwayne was. You know what I mean? But it's just like it's a gradual decline. He's
As you're talking, I'm thinking Dwayne. I'm thinking Dwayne, but here's the difference, okay? And I want to get to this after the break. But when we started to see it with Dwayne, the number 6 was there to pick it up. Number 1 was there to pick it up. And they don't have that. And then we saw Dwayne come back and have to take more of that role on the 15-16 team after his body started to recover a little bit. And he could do it sometimes. And he did do it against some of the best teams. But this is what happens. And so I'm going to ask this question, and we'll get to it before we close after the break. Who is supposed to pick up the slack here? If this magical turnaround where all of a sudden Jimmy is playoff Jimmy against elite defenses in the playoffs, if that doesn't happen, and we'll get into the person who I think they thought was going to do it, but he doesn't play. I want to tell you about a great sponsor of the 5 Reasons Sports Network. Our friends over at ShopTubCulture.com. Check them out, ShopTubCulture.com. Handcrafted bath and body care. I'll get it out eventually. They got all kinds of stuff on the website. I can't do it justice. The coolest thing, though, is it's the finest ingredients without the harsh chemicals and detergents. It's just good stuff, and it's well-priced. They get it to you quickly, and it's a great gift. So even early on, if you're thinking about Mother's Day, this is the time. Get on there, ShopTubCulture.com. Order the stuff. And if you use the code 5, F-I-V-E, you spend $20 or more, you get 10% off your order. So check it out, shoptubculture.com. Again, friends of the program, great local business. Make sure you support them and get great gifts. Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for 5 on the Floor and the 5 Reasons Sports Network. We know that the Miami Heat, they're typically pretty careful with their money. They don't overpay for players, kind of keep it in the range. But there have been mistakes. Think back to Hassan Whiteside, James Johnson, Dion Waiters, to name a few. Well, you don't want to make a mistake with your hard-earned cash. You don't want to get a service or a product that's overpriced or underperforms. That's why we recommend Harry's.
Harry's razors, I use them. Why do I use them? Because, well, I can't really grow a beard. It takes me forever. It looks ridiculous. So I want to make sure that it's shaved properly. So I look somewhat presentable when I'm going to the Heat games. You can check out Harry's as well. German engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. Customizable delivery options for scheduled refills as low as $2, half of what you pay for the other big brands. And you can get a 5-blade razor, a weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/5. That's right. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/5. Again, that's harrys.com/5 for a $3 trial set.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
So wasn't this part of what was supposed to happen this year, though? Like, I feel like the Heat kind of saw this coming a little bit. Like, we saw Jimmy. I mean, last year, okay, he stepped on a foot, right, or whatever. We can talk. Well, not a foot. I'm sorry. Maybe it wasn't that. Josh Hart, I don't want to get you too upset. There was a decline, obviously, in the playoffs after that. But Jimmy kind of – he trudged through it. They got to the finals, so they ran into Denver. And whether it was injury-based or what we talked about earlier in the show, the Nuggets posing problems for him. He wasn't quite the same player, whatever. But we talked all offseason. They got to get Jimmy help. They got to get Jimmy help, right? So obviously there was the Dame flirtation. We talked about Beal, others, etc. Ultimately, Hero comes back to camp, right? Bam's still here. They've added, in my view, more depth. They have more depth than they had last year by far. They've added Rozier at the deadline. They've added Jaquez, who does a lot of Jimmy-like things. But I'm going to come back to it. I think the plan was for Tyler and Bam to take more of this scoring burden off him so that teams would pay for the way that they're starting to guard Jimmy, and also so that Jimmy could be carried a little instead of having to carry all the time. Well, Bam, I think we saw a great flourish from him last night. He still does some terrific things. I don't think he can be counted on as a primary scorer. I think we've all sort of agreed upon that at this point. And you and I, we both got sick of watching Tyler and Bam try to carry when Jimmy was out. And Tyler's not even available to carry anything at this point. He's not making this trip. He may make it at some point during it. I heard there's a possibility, but I wouldn't count on it. This is a 4-game trip. So, I mean, at most, Tyler's going to play the last 10 games of this regular season, maybe. He's going to be under 50 games for the year, and we don't know whether he's going to start and all the rest of this. How do they make – under the circumstances, wasn't it supposed to be Tyler, and how do they make up for this?
Yeah, so this is a loaded question, and you're 100% right that was the plan with Tyler and Bam, and we saw that. Like, we saw it come to fruition for, the good first half of the season, and, I think right up until, like, February or so when Jimmy finally started to kind of ramp it up a bit before this latest little slump he's been having, and I think we saw it to mixed results, and we've spoken about this before, but I feel like this – the way that this season has played out has almost been like an experiment of sorts. And there's like different stages to it. Cause it's like before the experiment started, like the plan was Dame, and they were going to, empty their cupboard. I mean, not empty, right? Like, cause they weren't going to give up everything, but they were going to mostly empty their cupboard because they realized that they needed somebody else there to take the load off. And now, the experiment to start the season before some of these moves were made, right, was Tyler and Bam are going to take on higher usage and more responsibility. And like I said, mixed results, hasn't been great, and I think we've seen this type of stuff from Spo before, when he tries to throw, you know, put guys in places that are kind of outside their comfort zone so that they can become better players, even though they're probably not going to be good at it in the short term. And it's basically a bet that this is going to make them better over the long run and will help in playoff situations when you're, you know, having to react to different coverages. And I think the theory is that you get them doing this now, and then when you're back in the playoffs, you don't have to rely on Jimmy to be Superman every single possession. The problem is it's so much easier said than done, right? Because to keep all the guys that they need in rhythm is really tough. And I do still believe in some of it, by the way, because they did add Terry Rozier, and that's a really nice addition, right? But the idea was that you added him to what you had, and now he's kind of replaced Tyler since he's out, right? So you're missing that extra juice. And not only that, when they were playing together, you know, we obviously didn't see too much of it, but I think a lot of people feel this way. They're kind of not getting in each other's way, but you're getting diminishing returns at some point because both of them are not taking on a huge, you know, usage. And it's like, maybe you have to play around with it a little bit whenever he comes back and whatever. That's a different conversation. But what I'm trying to say is basically the theory is, you know, you have all these guys now with Terry, you know, with ideally a Tyler who's healthy for the playoffs, with Jaime and what he can give you. You have more guys who can create their own shot. And now I think the question is, can you fit it all together in a way that is cohesive? And I think that is what the rest of the season is about. And of course, what the playoffs is going to be about. Because like you said, they're deeper. I think if you go one by one, like the guys they lost last season to the guys they lost this season, you probably think they're better. No shade whatsoever to the guys that aren't here anymore. But, you know, it's as of right now, it's all theoretical. And that's the problem, because you want to see how it looks when Jimmy is back to being the number one in usage and responsibility and everybody else just kind of fits in around him. But we haven't really seen that yet. You know what I mean? So it's all like hoping that this hypothesis of yours is gonna turn out how you want, because it's not like last year where it's like, okay, boom, Jimmy, 30% usage, everybody else spot up and move around and screen. It's a little bit more complicated.
No, yeah, it was uncomplicated last year, and that's why when everybody talked about Tyler, it was like, okay, they could have used him against Denver. We haven't seen Tyler against Denver basically in 2 years.
Well, we were also clamoring for Jimmy to not have to keep doing this as he ages. So it's for, like, this is for,
correct. Know. And he, but here's the problem: he has paced himself this season, but the guys who were supposed to pick up the slack haven't either been there, right? Haven't been there, or haven't done it. And now they're in a point where they have to figure things out at the very end. I'll close with this, okay? Everything we're doing is based on the hope of what we saw last postseason. And I just don't know that, you know, I'm coming more and more around to the fact that, you know, maybe this is more like 2021. And I hate to say that because it was strange circumstances that season. And it was the short break. I don't think that, you know, Jimmy's going to be outscored by what's the equivalent of Bryn Forbes in the first round. But I don't know. It doesn't seem like the gear is there against the marquees teams. Well,
he had the Jimmy P season leading up to that exit versus the Bucks.
No worries. So now you make me feel even worse because we've seen it even less this year. Like I said, the overall numbers are fine, and I'm not saying he's stat pads against bad teams. It's not what I'm getting at. It's just that he clearly can play his game against bad teams. He can hunt the mismatch. There's only so much they can scheme against him because they do one thing, they're going to leave something else wide open. And even though the Heat are challenged offensively, they'll figure enough out combined with their defense. But against the good teams, teams are basically saying, like, we're going to take Jimmy away and try to force these other guys to beat them. And it doesn't seem like Jimmy is pushing the envelope as much as he used to. And now you're getting to this other thing where Jimmy is not a foul baiter like Harden or others. But that's different than saying he does rely on free throws some. He does, like, just in the natural course of his physical game. Exactly. And that's why their record is better. I do think correlation is causation in that circumstance, because when he gets to the line, it slows the game down, which is what the Heat want. Okay. Allows them to collect themselves, set up their defense. It gets other teams in foul trouble. It gets other teams in the penalty. And it's critical for him to do that. And now that Bam is on this free throw shooting slump, it's even more necessary for Jimmy to do this. All right, we got to go to a playback. So I'm going to let you have the last word on this. Yes.
it's just funny. It's like hitting me now. It's come full circle that like the way that Jimmy is now, like we're seeing this struggle is almost like the other teams holding up a mirror and doing what the Heat do in a way. Not exactly what the Heat do, but where they're cutting off the paint, they're jamming the middle. And like I said before, like not only are you taking away Jimmy's bread and butter, which is the free throw, I mean, the getting to the free throw line and scoring in that painted area, that's Bam's bread and butter too.
Right.
And then not only that, like, you know, Bam can still take these middies, but a lot of them are, you know, not wide open anymore. And it's like these guys are not getting their bread and butter anymore when you're forcing them to kind of, you know, spray out to other guys. I feel like other teams are basically just saying, yeah, that's it, right? Like, we're doing what you do. Like, we're going to scramble and make you go to somebody else, and you're not going to get nothing easy down there. And now it's just about how do you adjust?
Well, the biggest adjustment that they've got to make, some of it is scheme, some of it is tactics, and some of it is just if you're paying a guy mid-40s in millions and he's declared, we'll see you in June, he has to figure out a way to get him to June. This ultimately, and I know Heat fans will say it's unfair, they haven't given him another true offensive star. I get all of that, but the numbers are the numbers right now, and you need him to be the guy who went goes toe-to-toe with Tatum, goes toe-to-toe with LeBron, and this so far this year, there's very few games where they've gone against another star and you've said, Jimmy outplayed that guy tonight. And I'm talking about stars on the good teams. And that ultimately, it didn't happen with Mitchell in Miami. Ultimately, that needs to change. All right. For Alex, again, follow him at Tropical Blanket. Ethan J. Skolnick, 5 Reasons Sports. Thanks to our sponsors, shoptubculture.com. Use that code 5, same code of Prize Picks. We make it easier for you to get that bonus matched up to $100 if you're based outside the state of Florida. And call your congressman. Well, don't call your congressman in the state of Florida. They're useless. All right. Have a good one, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the 5 on the Floor on the 5 Reasons Sports Network. After all, someone needs to listen to my dad.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.